With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Trump's space war, stripper diarrhea, how to eat a string cheese, and the Backstreet Boys fart that turned into a pop beat. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again, because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, my little squirrely baby.
Have you ever been a farmer?
No. Have you ever milked a cow?
No.
What do you think about cows sitting like dogs?
What? Do they do that?
You haven't seen that Tumblr post?
Of cows sitting like dogs.
Sitting down on their butts like one dog
with their arms
forward and their two legs out.
No.
Yeah, cows sitting like dogs.
No, I don't like that.
Throw it up on the screen. I'm sure they'll like Google that. It.
Have you seen the post about dogs where, okay, so if you're quad-legged.
Recept.
What's it? No. I hate it. But that's also me, kind of. Like, when I, like, wake up in the morning, I lean forward a little with my udders out.
I can see your udders.
Girl.
And they
stop
are
it.
Utterly delicious. Disgusting.
So, I don't like that, to answer your question.
Okay. So, now tell me about your dogs with quadriceps.
So if you are a
quadriplegic?
Not bipedal, but is it quadpedal? Is that what you would say?
What are you asking?
So, like, if you
an animal that walks on all fours.
Yes, my dear. Thank you.
Quad leg?
Sure.
I don't know what it's called.
Say those animals wore pants.
Yep.
Would they wear it waisted halfway through their body and
or
only
just
on their back legs?
Or covering their four legs?
Or kind of like a line of denim? With all four legs wearing the pants.
But it, like, comes up along the bottom of the dog?
Yes. So is it like that where it's like...
That looks
it's like,
just
it's
like
covering,
Peter's dog. That is Peter's dog.
If it's covering just the booty and the back legs? Or does it go across the entire chest?
You know, as long as it covers the genitals, I think that's all that matters.
Why are you checking dogs' genitals? I hate
humans only wear pants to cover their genitals. That's the only reason we wear them.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why did we start? When did we start?
Safety. Didn't want to snag anything on a pricker bush.
Snag on a pricker bush.
Yeah.
Well, then if we've concreted.
You don't want to snag your sack.
If you live in a. If you live in a concrete jungle where dreams are made of,
yeah.
And there's no pricker bushes, yeah. Then why do we still wear pants?
For warmth.
Okay.
Layers.
Okay.
Same reason you bought a hoodie at the Joanne concert.
Warmth. Layers.
Yes.
I showed up to the damn Joanne concert in San Francisco.
I get that you haven't lived in San Francisco for a year.
I thought it was going to feel
like
summer.
When you go on vacation to places, do you Google temps?
I say... When I'm in the shower that morning, when I'm getting ready, I say, okay, Google, what's the weather this weekend in Montreal?
And what do they say?
And she goes, it's a low of 45 and a high of 110. And I think, well, what am I to do?
Pack everything.
So I pack everything. Yeah. A big red dress with ruffles.
I was just really curious as to you showing up in a t-shirt and shorts for an outdoor Joanne concert on the water.
I was just thinking I'm going to be boogieing the house down.
You did. You did wiggle.
I wiggled.
You boogied.
I boogied.
I think you did the watermelon crawl at one point.
What's the watermelon crawl? Can you do it for us?
I don't know it.
Yes, you do.
I don't know it.
Yes, you do. I know you do.
I don't know. I know a box square.
Show me a box square. You mean a jazz square? You fucking
idiot.
I
don't. Because I was caught in my lies again.
So, what were we just talking about? Oh, so.
Dogs sitting like cows.
Cows sitting like dogs. Well, yeah. Love this episode.
Speaking of milk.
Okay.
How do you eat a cheese stick?
Fuck you. You're an idiot. So, Corey chomps.
I really was this close to emailing them today and being like, can y'all just make sure there's some cheese sticks on set, on hand?
Did you, though?
No. I would have loved because I was going to be like, so we could just eat them and show
can you
people
believe
how
some people can't
eat
a cheese
stick and how not to eat a cheese stick.
Can you believe
stick?
Some people can't eat cheese?
What's the correct way you
what
eat
a bummer.
Cheese stick?
We're not talking mozzarella stick. We're talking cheese stick. Raw. Cheese in the
I'm
raw.
Also glad whoever looked that up thinks the way my brain thinks.
No. So you can either chomp it like a monster or you can peel it
who's
like a human.
Who's got time to peel?
I'm not saying you have to get like a fucking thread strand.
No.
I'm saying at least just...
I think it lasts longer when you take little bites.
It just feels wrong to take a bite.
Well,
it's just...
Don't rain on my parade... Don't shit
it's
in
like
my sandbox.
It's like taking the gum that's a circle wrapped up in a swirl.
Fruit by the foot? Bubble tape?
Bubble tape, maybe.
Yeah.
And taking a bite out of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up.
That'd be nice.
Right, but that's fucked up.
Or like eating a pizza from the outside in.
From the crust in?
Mm-hmm.
That would be also fucked up.
That'd be good.
Do you fold your pizza?
If it's real big. Sometimes you gotta.
I think I always fold it.
Yeah. Cool. I was hanging out with this guy last night. We were all Game of Thrones and chill.
Were you?
And he said...
What was his name?
I'm not telling you that. He said...
Is it somebody I know?
He said, s'mores.
No.
He said, s'mores.
How'd it come up?
We're talking about camp.
Oh, that makes sense. Was he hot?
Yeah.
Did you guys,
it was somebody I've hung out with before.
Did you guys do it?
No. We Game of Thrones and chilled... And I said, I have to leave at 9:30 because I'm tired and I got a flight to catch to go record Psycho Battle. Oh, my God. Are they for real?
Hold up.
Wait. Oh, my God.
They don't
God.
Love you like I love you.
This is
if
real.
If you're just listening to the podcast,
you don't know what's going
no
on. We're sorry.
Happening.
They just
wait, we
brought
shouldn't
us.
Wait, don't tell them. Don't tell them. Can you tell what's
oh,
going
Jesus
on?
Jesus Christ. Listen. I would know that sound. See, and this is how you do it.
That's so wrong.
You just take
this
a bite.
Is a cold cheese stick.
Well, they're supposed to be cold.
Ooh, if this were a summer day, you could just really pat your neck.
You have makeup on your neck. You just ruined your cheese stick.
The stranger things have gone in my mouth.
Look, what's wrong with this? You think I'm an animal?
I think taking a bite out of your mozzarella stick is a little animalistic. It's like it shows that you don't have patience. It shows that you don't have control.
You eat less because look if you do this.
Look at the beauty of the tingle.
I can't peel so small. Look how big that is.
Mm.
I have big fingers.
I kind of like when you peel a big piece. It's kind of like a, you didn't mean to, but like you get to, you know?
This is so nice. I wish we got to eat cheese every day.
Have you seen that video of that woman who does ASMR, but she just eats pickles into a microphone? Can that be us?
Yeah, I made that video.
She just was like.
Sometimes I peel, I guess.
Some people hate the sound of chewing. Not me. And not our viewers. Pretty good cheese. Corey, we're going to talk about something topical today.
Yeah. Like, what do you...
Look at this. How do you not want to peel your cheese like this? That's beautiful.
Yeah, and then you're going to eat half that chunk? That's the same thing I do.
Well, I'm going to kind of do this. Watch. I wish there were something you could dip cheese... I'm not asking for a dip right now, by the way, everyone. I'm just saying I wish it were normalized to dip... Regular cheese, just as
really,
much as
you're
it
gonna
is.
Bring up dipping things after someone called you a
oh my god,
dip-aholic?
We need to talk about that. We need to talk about that.
Tell it.
So there we were,
at my house,
at Corey's house. Tell it.
Someone uninvited showed up.
Somebody uninvited showed
from
up
from our past.
From our past
showed
my,
up.
It was my ex, one of my exes.
Tyler's girl. Ex showed up uninvited.
No. It was after a day drinking day. We went back to Corey's place. Some friends of friends came.
Yeah, a real mouthful of this. See, mine's already gone.
And then, so we get there, and a friend of a friend was like, can I invite my friend? And they were like, who? And they were like, his name's Blah. And I said,
is it Blah Blah?
I said, is it Blah Blah?
And they said,
yeah,
Blah
yeah.
Blah Blah.
And they said, oh, I said, that's my ex. But Corey and I were both like, well, I don't want to put up a stink. We're both adults.
I didn't want him to come. That's why I said it's up to Tyler.
Well, I didn't want him to come. And when I said, well, this isn't my home. You have to ask Corey. So
Steven's,
I guess he interpreted that as a
Steven
yes.
Said any normal person would have interpreted that as he's not allowed to come.
Anyway, so this bitch shows up. And we're cordial. We're funny. We're fine. We're whatever. And then he says to Corey, what'd he say?
He said, I haven't seen Tyler in 3 years. But every time I've seen Tyler in my entire life, he's had a dip nearby.
Meanwhile, I am going hog wild on a 6-layer dip.
I think it was seven.
It was six. And I can name the six.
Name them.
So, sour cream, bean, salsa, guac.
There was not guac in that dip.
Cheese, shredded. Maybe that's it.
Your point's been made.
I hate when they have olives.
Oh, I love
that. There's not a layer.
I love a black olive. I love a black olive. I had a serious question for you. Why? Now, is it just my social media feed, or is everyone talking about an Aperol spritz?
Okay, I don't know what the hell that is.
It's a
but
drink.
You just really gave me my intro whenever I'm on the talk.
What?
Everyone's talking.
I feel like there was some sort of meme with Taylor Swift and an Aperol spritz. I don't even know if I'm saying
what
it
right. What is Aperol spritz?
I think it's a drink. It might be a cocktail.
I don't know.
It might be a mocktail.
Okay, so what's the question, really? So
I was going to say, do you know anything about an Aperol spritz or how to say Aperol spritz?
I have no clue what the hell you're fucking talking about.
Google it.
I would rather not. What else is going on? Well, ladies.
I want to know. Well, I guess we're going to leave it to the kids to tell me.
So wait, if y'all know what the fuck that is, tell us. What
else
is going on?
It's a cocktail. It's a wine-based cocktail.
You know what really fucking disturbed me?
What?
Backstreet Boys fart situation.
Yeah.
I woke up and I thought, okay, well, we're on the brink of nuclear war and this is what we're going to report on?
Well, the Backstreet Boys are still trying to sell a tour. They're still trying to get residency in Vegas.
So it was revealed.
You told me
in one of
I
my
was trying
favorite
to sleep
songs.
And you told me that there's some
did
beat
I wake you up?
In the call by the Backstreet Boys that was made
which is number 5 on the album
by a fart.
So AJ farted in the studio.
AJ was my Backstreet Boy that I had a crush on.
No. Over Brian?
Even Howie after a few drinks.
No.
Maybe.
Is it Howie?
No, Chris. Oops, wrong
Chris
man.
Kirkpatrick. Anyway, so AJ farted in the booth and DJ whoever, Max Martin.
Have you ever farted in a booth?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, was it Howie that farted in the booth?
Listen, dude.
I don't
this
know.
Was
somebody
up
farted
for
in the booth.
You to figure out.
And the real true master of art, Max Martin, took the fart, created a beat, and that's what we've been loving on track 5 on that album. Was it Black and Blue?
It was.
I think, oh my God, look at me. I just remember Black and Blue came out and Corey Fidelsky was like, this album is the album. And I was like, it's good, but like not that good. But he was hot, so I was like, yes, it's the best album.
Wow.
I was a follower.
Which one was your favorite Backstreet Boy?
Brian.
Do you like their duet with Florida Georgia Line?
Don't know it.
It's like all they love is...
Can you beep bop boop to it?
No, it's a slow jam. It's a slow banger.
Have you ever beep bop boop to a very slow song?
I was watching Insecure the other day.
Yeah.
And
I watched my first episode of. I really
like
it.
You're an idiot. It's a great show.
Nope.
It's incredible.
Why didn't anybody, why
oh
didn't
God.
You tell me,
oh
why, didn't,
my God.
Why didn't Twitter ever really tweet about
I can't.
It? Why hasn't it trended?
It already got signed for a third season.
Signed.
No, in the episode, they were grinding to slow motion. Slow motion for me.
Yeah, movies. Okay.
Oh, I was like, yes.
That's your story.
Yeah. That's a slow banger is okay. What you were asking about. That's why I got there.
Speaking of herpes, did you see about Usher? Did you see the news?
Were we talking about herpes?
I was thinking about it.
Okay. You tell me the news if you're acting like this is your story.
So Usher kissed a fan on stage, allegedly, right?
No.
I don't know really anything. So Usher borrowed somebody's chapstick.
Wrong, old moose breath.
Usher hooked up with somebody on tour.
Yes.
In the bus.
I don't know. He's being accused of potentially passing herpes to several sexual partners that he had unprotected sex with. And now they're suing, saying, you should have told me if you had herpes, because that's one that doesn't go away.
So do we... What's your stance
on this? I wanted to bring this up because I wanted you to be warned...
Not to make out with Usher again.
Not to make out with Usher again.
I love that Yeah, Yeah, Yeah song. Is that Usher?
His is just Yeah
or no,
once.
Yeah.
I think Chris Brown is Yeah times three.
Oh, I don't like Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. I just like Yeah.
But do you like the Yeah, Yeahs?
Huh?
Do you like the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs?
In the song?
Maps?
Huh?
Who sings that song, Maps?
Huh?
Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
Not Usher, I don't think.
Yeah, there's a band called the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
Have you been an usher in
and
a wedding?
And they sing a song
Wait,
that's
are
called
are there ushers
Maps.
In weddings?
Yeah. Is I was it, an usher in a wedding.
And what's the equivalent in a funeral?
They pallbearer.
Yeah. Have you been that?
I think, yeah, I've been both.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Pretty neat. I've seen a psychic this afternoon.
No, you're not.
Yes. Or tomorrow afternoon.
I was going to say.
Not
so
today.
You're hanging out with me this afternoon.
This is not the psychic who told me I was going to meet my husband in May.
So do you feel... So happen. I need... Okay, so as a small recap for the people at home.
Okay.
So Corey went to a psychic that he like was just like blown away by. In
that
our
That was October of last year.
And many of our
and
friends
Grace
have
Helbig
been...
And Grace Helbig swears yes. by it. And so do a couple of her friends.
So we have friends that like the psychic.
And Corey, Kat Riffick went to the psychic
real
too.
Real quick, shut the fuck up. So Corey went to the psychic and the psychic was like, you will meet the L of your L.
No.
You will meet...
No. Wrong.
What?
Wrong old moose.
Then
spread.
Fucking report the news. What is it?
This, like, the one I saw in October was the one that was great, great. Yeah. Everything was on point, right. She's a tarot reader in Silver Lake. She's great.
Yeah.
Then, before I moved to San Francisco in January, another friend of ours said he knew a psychic medium, so he referred me to a different woman. So I went to the psychic medium, and she's the one who said I was going to meet the love of my life in May, which didn't happen.
But do you know it didn't happen? Were you keeping a tally, a record of who you met in May?
Here's my brain thoughts.
Because you could meet somebody and then see them again in 3 years.
Here's my brain thoughts.
Yeah.
She said it was someone I was going to meet online. So I'm like, great. This is someone I'm going to meet on Grindr. So I'm like, there are a couple people in San Francisco that I talk to on Grindr regularly, but we've never met. And I've been like, yo, let's get a drink. Let's do this.
Yo.
And I'm like, hell yeah, let's get a drink. And they're like, oh, I'm busy. I'm blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, maybe it's one of those dumb fucks that I've been talking to on Grindr since May, but they're just dumb. Or they're catfishing me.
Okay, well.
But either ways, that
so
psychic
either way, you're
medium,
not in love right now.
That psychic medium was only about 50% right. The one I saw in January. But I'm going back to the one I saw last October, who was hands down right across the board.
Well, great.
She was great. And I'm going to ask
her. Let her know I say hey.
No, I'm going to ask her about love.
Okay.
This time. I'm going to say, what's up with my love life? So and I'm going to say, am I ever going to get cast on Survivor?
I'm done with that.
Did Usher give me herpes?
You have written right here, Jackson's Strip Club Diarrhea. Can you...
Click the link, girl.
Is it R. Jackson?
Well, here's the truth.
Yeah.
I thought it was, and moments ago, I just re-looked at my brother's Facebook page to find
this. And this is a fake?
And this is Jackson, news? Like, Missouri.
Oh.
My brother posted on Facebook some strip club in Jackson somewhere where a stripper was dancing. Maybe she's a dancer. I don't know if she's a stripper. Mm. She was dancing. And she got diarrhea from bad shrimp at the buffet.
So did the diarrhea happen mid-strip
or mid-dance? While she was on stage, ooh, she got a little leaky downstairs.
Oh, my.
And she
ripped
it up.
Oh, no.
And
not
then
ripped it.
Patrons puked.
Patrons?
Yeah, the gentlemen.
Yeah.
Or women,
ladies,
whoever was
or
there.
Or gender nonconforming.
Yeah, anyone who was there enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Or the buffet.
Oh, yeah. Which but I would call a show.
Yeah, my brother thought this was real, but then I just looked and it's Jackson, Missouri or something.
Corey and I went to a strip club.
That's it.
What?
The strip club.
That's it? Corey and I went to a strip club in San Francisco.
Yeah.
The day we saw Les Mis.
God, what a bad day.
An afternoon matinee, and then we went to the strip club for a lunch buffet.
And I just still
hate
Les Mis.
I loved it. That's where I heard that great remix of that Rihanna song.
That's not the remix. That's the real song.
You're right.
That's the first time I heard that, too. I was like, whoa.
What a bop.
What a bop.
But when you're on a pole, you're really wiggling around and moving the innards. So I get that the diarrhea
that
can really
I'm
slip.
I'm going to get pole burn.
Pole burn?
Yeah. Not to be confused with pole barn.
What is a pole barn?
Pole barn's like a little shed.
Now,
with
have
no
you ever,
foundation.
When was the last time you were at a shed?
I don't know. Shed's Aquarium?
Shut up.
In Chicago?
When was the last time you shed?
I did get a haircut last week.
Work.
And I trimmed my beard. Did you notice? It was long all weekend when I saw
Corey,
you.
I've got to say, your beard is filling out.
Thank God.
But
my prayers have been answered. I'm going to ask
right
the
here, you really need to Rogaine it under
well,
your
listen,
lower lip.
Listen, I'm thinking about getting a beard transplant.
Okay.
It's only like $9,000.
I love a budget.
And you only have to wear facial coverings for 9 months.
Well,
if you see me here in the left shark recording the podcast again, just know that I got beard transplants.
So by the time this comes out, will Katy Perry have hosted the VMAs?
Truly, I don't know. I don't watch the VMAs.
She's hosting it, though.
She's hosting it.
I heard she's going to take the stage with Taylor. Mm. What? Allegedly, for a performance.
No.
Yes.
They're going to duet to Swish Swish.
Can you fathom?
Did you?
A Swish Swish Bad Blood mashup?
Taylor's not going to show up. What is she going to do?
She, well,
drop
she just,
a new song?
I don't know. It's quite possibly time.
Did you also hear that Katy Perry cries listening to her own music and feels free with her new haircut?
I feel like that's you. Is that your life story?
I screenshot that article and I said, if that ain't.
Did
me.
You see, speaking of news, who's that one guy that played
speaking
golf?
Speaking of things we see with eyes,
hey,
Tiger Woods.
Yes, did you see his news?
I heard on the radio this morning something about he got pulled over with all kinds of drugs in his system and he has to go to rehab. Are we dragging him?
No.
My grandma's going to be
he had Ambien, Dilaiolidin,
THC.
Vicodin, Xanax, and THC in his system when he was arrested.
That sounds like trouble.
How do you even keep up?
Can you keep up?
Baby boy, lose my breath.
He did.
I don't care about Tiger Woods, do you?
My grandma does.
What
my,
the hell
my
is...
nanny does.
No.
You nanny are... loves Tiger. She calls him the Tiger.
No.
Yeah.
I don't care about him.
All my grandparents
I never
do is watch golf.
Was he a big deal? Is he still a
I
big
mean,
deal?
I mean, I think he was pop culture relevant, and I think he changed the golf game. But I don't know for
love
sure.
Love that about him.
That's what my nanny told me. Speaking of news.
Yeah? You know, you had a tweet the other day that really boggled the mind.
The one about Trump and aliens?
Yeah, because you're right.
True.
So what was
I
it?
I said, Lord knows aliens don't exist at this point, because if they did, Trump would have tweeted by now, and he would have started a space war.
Not a space war. Yeah,
Alien Ellie would have been all fucked up.
Oh, my God. Lord knows.
He would have, and everyone's like, everyone replied to my tweet, and they're like, they're keeping it from him. I'm like, can
they
the government
can't,
just
no, I don't
keep
think they
things
can keep,
from the president?
He can like, peekaboo streak in any file,
what
I think.
What are the, like, access code thresholds?
He's, so, you know about that, The man carrying or the human carrying the briefcase with the president that's got the codes for the
someone's job is to walk around carrying a briefcase.
Yeah, and I think it's chained to their wrist.
That's what they do at the Grammys.
And you open it. Okay.
And at the Oscars, I believe.
I think in Teen Choice, Kids Choice.
Did you win a Teen Choice this year?
No, bitch. Did you?
Weird. I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
For
cute boy. I won the Teen Choice Award for cute boy.
Great.
Did you or did you not?
I didn't go. We were where?
San Francisco?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We were in San Francisco at the time when the Teen Choice was on, and I saw on Twitter everyone walking the carpet, and I thought to myself, you know what? Nothing seems more dreadful than having to be there at that moment. I couldn't be happier that I wasn't walking a carpet at that moment.
Yeah.
God is good. God is great.
Speaking of secure things.
Get there. Yeah.
Did you see someone rushed Britney Spears'
concert? Oh, that scared me.
Concert in
she
Vegas?
Was visibly scared. I felt bad for her. I don't like that.
Yeah,
and then somebody also went on stage to hug Lana Del Rey. I'm like, if you don't have meet and greet, bitch, suck it up and stay off stage.
Get a budget.
Save
don't
up.
Don't throw things on stage.
Don't go to Starbucks every day. Save up.
Don't buy
a meet
pack
and greet.
Of cigarettes.
Don't buy us. Yes.
Save up. No, I was saw that video. I saw the Britney thing, and then I was looking for, like, you Lord knows there were 800 videos posted to YouTube, all of the same thing. So I was clicking around to find the best one with the best angle.
Sure.
And some dumb guy was filming it, and the crowd was yelling, kick him out about the guy who got on
there. Yes, they should.
And the guy filming it was yelling, thought they were yelling, let him go. And he was yelling, let him go.
No.
And then he heard that people were correctly yelling, kick him out, and then he changed his story. And I thought,
did you comment on the video?
I said, how
he's
dumb
a flip-flop.
Are you? You're flip-flopper.
He follows the crowd.
You're a regular old flip-flopper. And I thought, wow, people in America these days
if anybody fucking,
just can't make up their own mind.
If I were a pop star and somebody did that, I would literally like punch.
Did she go back
or
on
kick.
Or did she cancel the show?
I don't
show?
Know. I'm very curious.
I still haven't seen her in Vegas.
Do you know how many fragrances Britney Spears has?
More fragrances than she has albums, for sure.
For real?
But less fragrances than...
I think
than
she has...
She only has like seven albums.
What's your guess for how many fragrances Britney Spears has?
16.
That's a pretty good guess, I would say. You want to know?
No, I want to guess and just never find out. You have to count them all. There's not just a Wikipedia. Wow, I was close.
22 fragrances.
No wonder she's a rich bitch.
Can you name the fragrance if I give you the tagline?
I can name probably two.
Do you dare?
Curious.
Yes! Oh my God, Corey, what?
Wow. Curious was the only one I know.
Okay, so this tagline is, the greatest freedom is to believe in yourself.
Purity.
It's just called believe.
Wow.
There's always a clue within it.
Sounds like a Cher
ripoff.
So
this one's called Magic Begins at Midnight. What's the fragrance? I'll only give you ones that like hint toward.
Cinderella.
It's called Midnight Fantasy.
How am I supposed to know these?
What do you have to hide?
Bear it all.
Hidden Fantasy. What about... Ew, these are so dumb. Be the brightest star in your in the universe.
That one should be called Galaxy, but it's probably
Cosmic
not.
Radiance.
That sounds... I guess I didn't know these were two-word phrases. Speaking of things that
I'm not
stink.
Done with this. Okay, yeah, take me there. I want
to
go there.
Did you see that Trump chicken next to the White House?
Fuck Trump.
Did That's you see my the latest. Trump chicken?
I love that this
did
episode
Did you see
could,
the Trump chicken?
I did. With, what did you And think? He had the finger and he had the point. Yes.
Stupid chicken.
I love that this episode.
I wish its hair was more.
Sometimes we record episodes early and sometimes they come out in a few weeks. I love that no matter when this comes out, I can truly confidently say, fuck whatever Trump did today.
True. Now I'm just like, do you think that we'll be alive when this episode comes out?
Who knows? I don't know. I have tweets scheduled for decades in the future.
Did you hear?
So if we're all dead,
my
does
friend,
the tweet still go?
Yeah. Well,
how does technology work if we're
I
gone?
I think Wi-Fi is permanent.
Cool.
One of my friends was saying the other day that we don't have the technology to use a missile to shoot another missile out of the air. That's not foolproof.
I feel like I've done that in a video game.
Right. I literally said, video games set me up to be tricked, I guess.
Yeah.
I said, what about a heat-seeking missile?
How heat?
You just lock it in, and then it hits it no matter what.
Is that how heat-seek works?
That's how it worked in the video games
heat
I played.
Seek, that's heat-seek.
That's SeatGeek.
Yeah.
Maybe SeatGeek is heat-seek.
Now, cool.
So you didn't fuck the Trump chicken near the White House.
No. I have a quick PSA.
Yep, I'm ready.
So, if you're a neo-Nazi,
okay.
If you are a white supremacist,
yep.
I would like you to unsubscribe
to the podcast.
Yes, I don't want you here.
Yeah. Well,
or do we want them here because they maybe our perspectives will change their opinions?
Yeah.
Or maybe, fuck them.
Maybe
or both.
Maybe they're learning a little from what we tell them.
About what?
Trump sucking.
Oh, I'm like, about Usher having herpes?
Yeah, and then now helping? They know that a chicken in front of the White House is correct behavior.
And Britney Spears says, how many fragrances?
22.
That could be you if you just fucking mind your business and stop oppressing.
I don't know about you.
What?
But she's feeling 22 fragrances.
How much money do you think she's gotten from that? She's at least a million from each fragrance. A couple million from each fragrance.
Yeah, probably.
That's
do you
a
think?
Lot of money.
Well, I know. Yeah, I want to know someone who has all 22 bottles
you know
lined on a shelf in their bedroom.
Do you want to do
Which ones do you think are discontinued?
Can we do a celebrity fragrance sniff test on the podcast?
But don't you have to sniff coffee in between to get rid of it?
You can really do anything you want. I'm going to allow you to do anything.
Well, I did learn
what
from Hannah Hart's show
what
that you can eat peanut butter to get rid of a spice in the mouth.
Cool.
I thought.
Wait. Congrats to Hannah Hart for doing that, having a Food Network show. Do you have anything words of encouragement for her?
I really wanted to text Hannah and say, now did they try to get you to go on Next Food Network Star before they gave you your show?
Oh, so that it could be wiggled into, look, you guys created this new Food Network star,
well, she,
but they knew all along.
Like
they were
just going to like let her win.
Is that how it works?
People say
that's how a lot of these shows work, American Idol.
Well, they didn't let us win the race.
I know. Anyway, are we done?
Well, I just wanted to tell you about the Cheetos restaurant in New York City.
Take me there.
It's called Cheetos.
Physically take me there.
I know.
I was in London and there was a restaurant that was all cereal. What, you hate it or you love
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You
what
hate it.
What a waste of money. A
lot of bowls.
A box of cereal costs $3
There's
to $5.
Boxes of cereal everywhere. I'm sure they get
Or if you get the one in the bag on the bottom of the shelf,
they get
it's
in bulk.
Cheap.
I'm sorry, they probably get
Why
it in
would
bulk.
You go to a restaurant for cereal?
It's
that
just
is so
a cereal
stupid.
Restaurant.
Anyone
Why
who's,
would you go for
If anyone's this, listening and you've gone to a cereal restaurant.
What the hell?
You're stupid.
You're a hater.
You're a stupid hater.
Let's go. Are we going to London anytime soon?
I'm not, but you Lord knows I wish I was there when the unknowns oh, I'm and going the Kangaskhans were
I know,
all
that
out.
Was fucked up. So Nathan was there, and he's just texting me all these unknowns you that he's what? Catching. I'm like, cool, man.
I have someone in my life who texts me mean things like, oh, I was just with a bunch of people, and I asked them, do you prefer Katy Perry or J-Lo? And everyone said J-Lo. I replied, this is a text you should keep to
you
yourself.
You said, new phone, who dis?
I literally said, new phone, who dis? And then I said, you should keep this text to yourself.
It's probably a hater.
Don't fuck with me.
Corey, where can people find you?
Well, on internet. Google me, bitch.
Oh, great. Wonderful. You can find me online also. And you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud, or you can listen and watch a week before it's on anywhere else on full screen.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, sometimes we look cute.
Yeah, well.
Well, I always look cute. I mean, sometimes you look cute.
Thank you. That's actually sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Beep, boop, 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 boop. Okay. Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.